Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Beyond the Broomstick, that podcast that opens up the possibility of spirituality in your everyday life, as well as removing some of the woo-woo that we see on social media. If we haven't met before, my name is Matilda. I'm a professional psychic medium here in Australia. I have been working in this field for nearly 20 years, or just over 20 years, actually. But I was a born medium, and that's an important thing to understand as I explain to you a little bit further in the episode about people that suddenly decide that they are capable of doing psychic and mediumship readings. Although I was a born medium and knew that I was different and I did receive messages and I did see people and I did speak to dead people in the earlier part of my life, I wasn't so much connected in sort of those teens and 20s. It was in my 30s that I started working on my ability using mentorship. My guides did a lot of work in training me. And that's an important thing to know because it takes a lot of time to really hone the ability to deliver messages concisely and with accuracy. Didn't suddenly wake up and do this and come on social media. I had a thriving business as a medium prior to my social media presence. Now, I also came onto social media to really open up people's eyes to the lies that they were being told and fed by a lot of people on the platform. People pretending to be psychics and mediums, not giving evidence, not giving validations, yet people seem to be drawn to them. I also want to talk today about conspirituality and how that seems to have taken over a lot of social media. I am asked about a conspiracy theory that people think is linked to spirituality time and time and time again. And I've now started to just block people as soon as I realize that they are QAnon or awoken people, so to speak, or people that are trying to get onto the 5D. But we're going to talk about the different conspiracy theories that people are buying into and some of the reasons behind that in today's episode. I'm also going to talk a little bit signs and synchronicities that you see. I get asked about that a lot on social media, and I think that's really important. At the end of the episode, there'll be some predictions, as I always try and put into my podcasts, and let's talk a little bit about the eclipse. But first of all, I would love to thank all of my wonderful Patreon supporters. This week's subscribers, I'm going to give you your shout out and thank you all. Remember, there's three different levels or paid levels of my Patreon, which gives you different benefits. One of those is happening this Friday at 11 a.m. Australian time, where we're going to have a coffee morning via Zoom. So if you are a member of my Patreon, for that level, I'm going to be putting the link up a bit later this week. And on Friday morning, we're going to have our coffee morning and chat. But there's three levels, as well as you can join for free. And I do upload free content from time to time. Well, actually, a little bit more than time to time. So if you are interested in joining Patreon, whether it's free or a paid membership, pop along to the show notes and the link is there for you. We do have a Discord channel, which I'm still trying to get off the ground, but that is for you guys to build and talk amongst yourselves, and hopefully we will get a bit of a consistent theme going. But first of all, let's thank my Patreon subscribers for this week. Lisa, Anne Interiano, Culture, Ashley Hardgrave, M. Darden, Athena Dean, Caroline Silva, Verena Zendejas, I'm sorry, Verena, I tried. Stacey Vu, Judy Law, Kerry, Crystal Angel, Clanky 71, Ashley Horton, Olivia O, Brenda Lujan, Karima Esmail, Anita Maloney, Pamela McCarroll, Maris, Mother of Fanagora, Heather King, Emma, Sue McDonald, Lucy King, Cecilia Catlin. Thank you guys. You really make this possible for me and it gives me a bit more time. I'm starting to upload a lot more content. I am starting to do some weekly predictions on there just so that they're in one place. If you're interested, pop along and join my Patreon. It's a great platform. My next podcast to go onto Patreon is my podcast on JonBenet Ramsey. So I will be loading that up at some point this week for everyone. As many people know, if you follow me on social media, last week has been a bit tough. I have had, the boof has been very, very sick. He has an ongoing condition that occasionally flares up and it does make him very sick very quickly. And I had 3 sleepless nights with him as well as working, as well as many other things going on, as most people do. And it reminded me of having a new baby in the house. And this is why women in their 50s don't have babies. It's exhausting. He's much better now, if a little temper tantrumy and wanting his own way, because he's been spoiled for a week and now he just expects me to sit and cuddle whenever he wants. But that's, again, like having a baby. But yes, he's much better. And thank you everyone that does reach out and offer support. It is much appreciated. He is very special to our family, as all dogs are across the globe. And we're just trying to keep him as well as we can for as long as we can without him suffering. It's a hard balancing act. I am sure you are all aware. Let's talk about what I like to call conspirituality. These are faux spiritual people giving out information saying that certain things are a conspiracy theory. There should be no link with spirituality and what is going on politically, so to speak, or trying to push an agenda for people to believe in the cause of spirituality. You can't see what I'm doing, but I have just made question mark signs with my hands. But as a psychic medium, I have explained this many, many times. Just because I make a prediction doesn't mean to say I'm attached to the outcome. Now, for me, every bit of work that I do must be ego-free. Ego-free means that I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm not pushing an agenda. It is purely what I am given from spirit. Just because a lot of my predictions happen to be around Trump, that's because spirit are giving them to me and I want to assuage people's fears surrounding that. It's not on purpose. I don't like Trump. Honestly, I don't. I think that he's an egomaniac, and if I go into his energy, it's an icky, icky feeling. But that doesn't mean to say I prefer Biden. It's just that there's less drama surrounding that. I am not attached to the outcome, whereas people on the social media that are linked to these conspiracy theories do so in the claim that it's linked to spirituality. First off, we're going to talk about, I'm recording this on the 9th of April. The eclipse actually happened a few hours ago. I slept through it. It wasn't visible in Australia. And to be perfectly honest with you, it doesn't really, I'm not an astrologer. I know the energy that's coming in because of it, but I am not someone that's going to stay up until 1 o'clock in the morning to watch something like that because I like my bed. But I would like to note that at 9 o'clock on the 9th of April, when I am recording this, We're all alive. The world didn't end. There is no 3 days of darkness. It's light outside. And there was no rapture. I want to know what the rapture was. I want to know what I was going to be expecting. It sounded like fun. Did it happen? Has nobody told me? I've sort of checked the news and I didn't see a rapture happening or anything about a rapture. I did see somebody was going to fill 50 blow-up dolls and with helium and release them where people were watching the eclipse. That sounded like fun. But no, there was no rapture. The world is not ending. It is another date. Okay, there will be another one next year, or if not, there will be one in October, and then there'll be another one next year, there'll be another one the year after, there'll be another one the year after, where this new age spiritual crowd want to put fear in people and say that the world's going to end. It's a conspiracy theory. It's not going to happen. You are all safe. And you are safe to believe in what you want to believe in. As long as you don't preach to other people and try and put fear in people's minds. As far as the end of the world, I am not being shown it. So just going to let you know that I'm not being shown any Armageddon type events. The other one that I am asked a lot about, and I feel very, very sad for what happened in Maui last year. If you remember, I predicted that event. And coming from Australia, I am pretty au fait with bushfires and how they move and travel. I was asked so many times why the houses with the blue paint didn't burn. The critical thinking on this absolutely blows my mind. It was a horrific event. I can't take away from that. It was caused by a mix of natural disasters and I think it was electricity poles or something that wasn't maintained properly. But bushfires are very, very strange, and they will melt roads, they will melt cars. The heat that they build is horrific. And yes, they jump houses. I've seen it happen. I lived through Black Saturday here in Australia, and I have seen it happen. The fact that people thought that fire could discern from just a colour paint on a roof, it just blows my mind. And that sort of thing, it just doesn't make sense to me that people would start believing in stuff like that. The other thing I find quite disturbing is the whole COVID conspiracy theory. Now, let's take away the COVID disease itself and talk about the vaccine. Whether you got the vaccine or not is none of my business, absolutely none of my business. But those saying that we were all injected with a microchip to keep track of us, United Airlines lose your luggage every other day, and yet you think that the government has the ability to inject a microchip to keep track of us, or something that's going to change us completely. My feeling around, and it's a very spiritual feeling, and a very spiritual point of view, is that as a country, as a nation, as actually globally, we were all floundering with a disease that had the ability to pick and choose who was going to suffer the greatest, and the massive losses that people had, family, etc. The lockdowns weren't great, but people didn't have the background or the knowledge in how to handle it until a vaccine was available. We have had pandemics throughout time, and staying home was the way to deal with it until there was a vaccine. The vaccine, I took it and I did it purely because I wanted to keep myself safe and keep other people safe. Your choice whether you wanted to do that or not, or fight against it. But sometimes these conspiracy theories and the conspirituality theories blow my mind because there's no spirituality in them. I watched in horror as a woman who claimed to be a medium here in Australia, which is, you know, it's spiritual, refused to wear a mask when it was mandatory and refused to get the vaccine and put all of that information out on social media. Now, as a spiritual person, I am here of service, not for my own ego. And she behaved in the most unspiritual way. She was taunting police officers. She was lying. She was doing it for attention. She had no need to be at the shops that she needed to be at. And it was during the height of the pandemic when people were dying left, right, and center. It's the most selfish thing I've ever seen in my life. But she could have just stayed home and chosen not to get the vaccine because she wasn't a frontline worker. She had a choice in that matter. And she chose, as far as I can see, violence. And I thought that was horrific. But I'm not going to dwell on COVID because I think that a lot of people have very mixed emotions and there's a lot of PTSD around that. And I want to be very mindful of other people's opinions on that. I'm just giving it to you from a spiritual point of view, how I felt I had to handle it, and my choices. As I say, it's an individual choice, but we were not injected with a microchip. We were not being tracked. And it's, yeah, that's another conspiracy theory that needed to go to bed. The 5D ascension doesn't exist. You are either a spiritual being who lives through kindness and compassion, or you're not. As simple as that. You're not going to ascend to something. You're not going to be left behind if you don't behave in a certain way. Obviously, we don't want people going out and being mass murderers. But what I'm talking about is these people saying that the 5D is something of reality. And these are the people that claim that I got attacked once by somebody verbally, not physically, because she kept spouting on about I wasn't awoke. I wasn't woke and I need to wake up and stop being a sheep. There is a reason why people behave in this way. There is a reason why they would rather blame the government, blame other people, put fear in people's minds. It is easier to sit back and spout rubbish than actually get off your ass and do something constructive. People will believe that the world is going to end and go down a rabbit hole of investigating all of the videos on social media and doing their research, rather than actually making a difference with their lives. Lots of people will live in a comfort zone, whether that be believing these conspiracy theories or putting fear in people's minds, than actually do something practical and constructive, which is what we all need to be doing right now. I've been saying this for a long time. 2024 and 2025 is a shit show. Whether it be natural disasters, political upheaval, a change in the economic climate, many, many things are happening, and we can all sit behind a keyboard and watch videos and make comments, but not everyone has the courage to do something to make a difference. Now, that difference doesn't have to be flying out to another country to give aid. It can be as simple as helping locally. Helping locally and taking the load off local people can also mean that they can then go and do something internationally. It's a chain of events. But all you have to do sometimes is just send an email in support of something that you believe in. But don't just sit there on social media and believe that everything is a conspiracy theory because it's easier for you. It's upsetting to me to see people claiming that spirituality is connected to a lot of these conspiracy theories because spirituality is pure. It is a pure way of thinking and engulfing yourself in the fact that you have a belief that there is an afterlife, that those that lose their life simply leave their physical body. And I've been able to prove that time and time again. I don't need to build my ego by spouting conspiracy theories or using my platform to scare people. I'm simply there to prepare and educate people. It's quite disturbing, some of the things that I do see on social media. And one of those is when I watch someone that's claiming to be a psychic medium and they say they've had a download, and that download is full of ego-based information in order to drive fear through people. As I say, the reason people come up with conspiracy theories is and use spirituality for a reason for them is building their own ego. They're wanting to put fear in people and they're lazy. Uncomfortable things happen in this world and some things happen that we have no explanation of. And I get very frustrated, you know, talk about the Red Shoe Club or the Red Soul Shoe Club and saying that there's an elite group of people out there that are controlling the world. Certain deaths are conspiracy theories. The death of Princess Diana has been put down as a conspiracy theory. The reality is, and from what I've been shown from my spirit guides, is that the driver was drunk and he was speeding and went through a tunnel at a stupid speed. And people say that other people were responsible for it. I think that they think that everyone has power but themselves. But it is very sad to watch people go down that rabbit hole where they could be taking that time to work on themselves and actually putting all of that energy and investigation and Googling to really good use. So that's my take on conspiracy theories and spirituality. They don't go side by side. And if people come on to my social media and assume that I am part of that new age wave and believe in spirituality and keep pushing the envelope with that, they will get blocked. I want to talk about synchronicities because I get asked about this a lot, pretty much every reading. And it's quite interesting that many people will ask about angel numbers and synchronicities because they see them during the week or weeks leading up to a reading with me. And that is just, I think that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. That's your spirit guides letting you know they're there for you. It's telling you you're on the right pathway. And because it's happening before you have a reading with me, it's just letting you know, hey, we're going to be around when you talk to Matilda. And that's a really, really beautiful thing. Remember, synchronicities happen when your spirit guide's just trying to give you a bit of a nudge. Maybe sit in your own energy and listen to what they have to say. Whilst I'm on that topic, and a lot of people do ask, you know, how do I hear my spirit guides? Who are they? I don't always get to see who your spirit guides are. They don't come forward and say, hi, my name's Jack, and I was a potato farmer in Ireland in the 1800s. I get a feeling or an image of them, and I have to put that together to try and give you the information. And sometimes I don't even get that. But you can listen to your own spirit guides. The more you know who you are, the more you can understand how you feel about certain things, you start to understand that the energy that you're being made to feel is your spirit guides. So a lot of people, because it's been very Hollywood-esque over the years, people assume that when I see a passed over loved one, I'm seeing them in the 3D version. I've had that happen 3 or 4 times in my life. It's usually in my mind's eye. It's almost like they embody me, where I get this, if someone young has died, I will feel younger. If they've passed suddenly, I will get this sudden jolt. A lot of it is feeling emotion. It's very combined. It's within my feelings. It's within my body. It's an image in my mind's eye. All of that goes together for me to be able to explain to you who I have with me. When it's spirit guides, I can hear and feel my spirit guides really, really strongly because I've worked on it. It's not a Hollywood-esque moment. It's not like they tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm your spirit guide and I want you to listen to me. It is a feeling. It is emotion. It is a synchronicity that they're telling you they're there. It's so important that you learn to listen in order to feel. And the numbers that you see, the angel numbers, the times, things like that, that's all them giving you a message in your emotion to look. So it's not like they're making the clock at that time. They're literally saying to you in your body and your feeling, look at the clock. I've got a really interesting story about clocks. It's quite strange. It took me a long time to work this out. I've had a lot of messages through clocks. That sounds really batty. The clocks are not talking to me, I promise. For my 18th birthday, my best friend gave me this giant plastic alarm clock type thing, and it was really garish. It was the 80s. So it was very garish, and it was like a turquoise and a purple with the alarm, you know, the alarm thing at the top that shaped that, if it was a metal one, it would go off. It wasn't actually an alarm clock. It was just shaped like a giant alarm clock, and I would hang it on my wall. And I got that when I was 18, and it took batteries. Sadly, my best friend passed away when we were 21, and she was supposed to be my matron of honor when I got married, and she passed 6 months before my wedding. And it was all incredibly devastating and incredibly traumatic. But from that day, every time the clocks changed, and or the clock itself had run out of batteries, it would fall off my wall. Without doubt, 2 to 3 times a year, that clock would literally fall off the wall. Middle of the night, when I just walked into the room, it was just a really weird situation. And I realized after a few times that had happened that was my best friend Caroline giving me her message, because that was the clock that she bought me. And during readings, it's happened occasionally, more so recently, about 12 months ago, when I did a reading for a lovely lady who's husband had passed away after they'd had an argument about a clock that he had to hang on the wall. And I had just had a new clock put on my wall by my son, and we had double or triple checked the time. And I looked up at that clock and I said, I was told to look up at the clock. And I said, what does 6:30 mean? And she said, that's the time he passed away. And my clock, my brand new clock that had new batteries and was checked for the time, had stopped at 6:30. So I have this really weird connection with clocks through my readings and through my mediumship. But sadly, I don't have the big plastic alarm clock anymore. So Caroline can't talk to me, but I'm sure she does in other ways. But it was a very, very long time ago that that happened. And it was before I was a working medium, and it took me a while to realize that that's what she was doing. It's a very nice story, though, but I do have quite a strange affinity with clocks. So what am I seeing over the coming weeks with regard to the eclipse energy? And it is, you know, as Laurie River says, it is a new moon on steroids, and it doesn't affect all areas. But I want to talk about a lot of seismic activity. I know we saw a 7.4 in Taiwan. I do believe that April is going to see a bigger earthquake. I'm really drawn towards the South Pacific, but my areas can be a little bit tricky. And timing, again, can be very tricky. I wouldn't be surprised if Taiwan actually had a bigger earthquake or an area surrounding Taiwan. I am also being shown an increase in conflict. However, I do still believe that we are going to get a bit of a ceasefire towards the end of April. I have been shown a lot of political upheaval during April. That is going to include, I'm still drawn to the UK. I know that a lot of people felt that Ireland was the final part of that prediction. It's not. I still am being shown Rishi under a lot of pressure. Feels like there's a bit of scandal coming out for Rishi, and he's going to have to explain himself. And that is the start of the end for him. Third week of April, really being shown a lot of problems economically. I wouldn't be surprised if there were some issues on the stock market, and that may have a knock-on effect to some other things. But the good news is I do see interest rates. Here in Australia, I see them going down, you know, slowly, but from at least June, July time. So that's a little bit of relief coming in. Floods, pretty much everywhere. There's a lot of water everywhere. I noticed, I was quite surprised, a lot more people didn't tag me in this. Last year I made a prediction that Sydney was going to be underwater and that the trains would have to stop, and that happened this week. And I think that Sydney may well have another deluge during April. News and information coming out of the Vatican regarding the Pope. I did say that I felt a new Pope more towards June, July, but it could happen a little bit sooner than that. There's another conflict in the Balkans that I feel is going to kick off, but I feel like it's going to end pretty quickly. It's going to start and end really, really quickly. So although I'm concerned about that, I feel like it will end. I want to talk about China making a move towards Taiwan during April, or more news about China moving towards Taiwan. Maybe some boats or ships or submarines making their way or circling that area. In the US, I think Trump is going to be under immense pressure during April, and I've already made this prediction, so I'm just going to reiterate it here. I made this prediction months and months ago that April was going to be very tricky for him. His health is under immense pressure. I know that there is a court case. I'm not following all his court cases, but I know that there is a court case coming up that he's going to have to attend on the daily. During that, he is going to be in so much trouble. I almost feel as if he's going to be removed from the courtroom, or the judge is going to say that his client needs to be to the representative, that the client needs to be under control, because he's going to really struggle to hold his temper. I've got questions around his bond that he has put up, that he can't provide the paperwork to assure it. And I want to reiterate on this podcast that Trump is not going to be the next president of the United States. He is very unwell. There is going to be proof of his unwellness coming towards the end of April and during May, as per my prediction that I made last year. Here in Australia, again, the weather's pretty shit. A lot of floods that are going to take people by surprise. News coming out of the resignation under duress from somebody in Parliament. There's a bit of a scandal coming out around that. A new Royal Commission is going to be announced really soon regarding the handling of a government department. And someone that is a head of a government department, it could be a secretary, but it feels like the head of a government department or someone that's been in a position of power is going to be sacked quite ceremoniously. Before I lose track of my thought pattern, I have also been shown with Trump that he's going to have like a really public meltdown, more than usual. So remember, if I say something like that, it's more than usual. It could even be a health crisis that happens in public. So be aware of that. All right, my loves, it has been an absolute pleasure again. Thank you very much for listening to today's episode. And I will be back next week with more Beyond the Broomstick and more information for you. Don't forget to email me at matilda@mediummatilda.com if you would like a specific topic covered around spirituality on this podcast. Lots of love. Have a wonderful week, and everyone stay safe.